This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for today. The following are high school basketball scores from last night for the WLEW and WHST listening area. For the boys' teams last night, there was only one game of note within our listening area. Millington, with 66 points, was just ahead of Cara with 64. A lot more action on the girls' side of things last night for January the 22nd, with the All Saints having 36 points over Kindy North Huron's 20. Armada had 61, beating Almont with 35. Brown City had 41, just ahead of Ubley's 38. Cara, with 36, overcame Reese with 31. Carsonville-Port Sanilac had 41 points, beating Owendale-Gagetown with 21. Millington had 39 points, defeating Cass City with 35. North Branch, with 40, was up against Croswell-Lexington with 26. Peck had 36 points, overcoming Memphis with 18. And Sandusky, with 56, beat Marlette with 29. For more sports scores and stories, you can also go to our website, thumbnet.net/sports. And another news for today. David Charles Kleinsmith is facing a domestic violence charge, and prosecutors have extended a plea deal that would not require immediate jail time. Because a co-defendant is also involved in the case, the court is waiting for that individual's hearing before scheduling the official trial date, which is expected to fall sometime in mid to late March. In the meantime, Kleinsmith will remain free under his existing bond conditions. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with some further news right after this.
Are you in the market for a newer, safer vehicle? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. Tax time is almost here, and that brings great deals. And remember, when you shop at Al Hansen Motors, everything on our regular inventory comes with a powertrain warranty at no cost to you. Right now, I have two SUVs that are priced to sell. The first is a 2022 GMC Acadia SLT with 109,000 miles. It's all-wheel drive and fully loaded. It has a 3.6 V6 engine, remote start, a backup camera, and every creature comfort you can ask for. We're asking $22,380. The second one is a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's also all-wheel drive and has 93,000 miles. It's also powered by a 3.6 V6 engine, and even though it isn't the top trim, it's still packed full of options, including remote start, a power liftgate, and spacious third-row seating. Take it home for just $23,480. I also have a pair of trucks that are sure to sell fast. The first is a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4 with 88,000 miles. It has a 5.7 Hemi V8, remote start, front and rear park assist, and more, all for just $28,780. And wrapping up, I have a 2018 Chevy Silverado LT Double Cab 4x4. It has a Z71 off-road package, remote start, and with 73,000 miles, we're asking $29,880.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news, Rita Rose King, facing a third offense of domestic violence, appeared in court yesterday and waived her right to a preliminary examination. This decision follows a plea agreement where she would plead guilty in circuit court and prosecutors would agree not to file additional counts. The court confirmed King's waiver was made knowingly and voluntarily. She has been bound over to the circuit court for arraignment, which is scheduled for February the 2nd at 9 a.m. And on Wednesday, January the 21st, the Michigan Supreme Court adopted a revision to Michigan Court Rule 6.201, which leaves personal information of victims and witnesses, including their addresses and phone numbers, unprotected during discovery. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nassell issued the following statement in response, saying, quote, "Victims who come forward to report crimes and witnesses who step up to tell the truth should be able to trust that the justice system will do everything in its power to keep them safe. The unfortunate reality is that this revision to the court rules does the exact opposite. By allowing addresses and phone numbers to be handed over to defendants, this change places survivors and witnesses in harm's way and creates a fear that silences victims, discourages cooperation with law enforcement, and allows offenders to evade accountability. This decision reiterates the urgent need for strong legislation that protects personal information from violent defendants. I have long advocated for the legislature to stand with victims when they make the brave decision to testify, and I again call on lawmakers to act now to protect some of their most vulnerable constituents. No one who survives violence or helps bring it to light should have to sacrifice their safety to seek justice. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.